Will he tip the card?
I know I've said it before, but given the series of events that leads me into your studio today, Michael, I think there is something happening. There's something in the air.
We'll tip the card here.
I'll tip the card this weekend.
Mick Sharkey joins Racing Pulse to preview the big races in Friday Form Focus.
Oh, not only is he going to tip the card on Caulfield Cup Day, he's going to find us the winner of the Everest as well. Sharknado, how are you?
I think I've got colic.
Oh, stop it.
I think I do. I just Googled it. I think that's what's happening.
It is. Caulfield Cup Everest Eve. How can you not be 100%?
I don't know. I don't know.
We don't.
But look, I'm trying to get there. I'm going to fire up. In the next hour, I'll fire right up.
We don't want excuses.
Half the card last week.
We don't want excuses. We want winners.
Half the card last week.
Guess what?
Don't skip over that.
Half the card last week. That's true. Right. That's yesterday's news. We're talking about tomorrow. We go forward.
Now, last week was a good week. One good week, one bad week.
No, don't start that. Do you know who? We need someone to give you some inspiration, and I can't think of any better horse whisperer or someone that can fire anyone up than the maestro James Cummings.
Oh,
he may even have a remedy for you as well. James, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, fellas. How are you going?
Can you help Mick Sharkey spark up a bit?
What do you do for colic, James?
Okay. Michael, get him out. Get him out for a good walk, and just keep him walking till he comes.
Oh, dearie me. James, tomorrow, arguably the biggest race day Australia has seen. And as with Chris Waller, you could be walking home at the end of the night with an Everest and a Caulfield Cup under your arm. How's the excitement of night out?
Well, to be honest, it's been a big week. And I suppose I haven't put any thought towards that. We've been quite good at containing the emotion and I suppose the expectation of it as well, and focused on what we should be, and we've just tried to be disciplined around it. So I can say it's been quite measured.
James, the other thing that you and the Godolphin team have been very good at this week are those little video clips of just the process around the Everest and things like that. It's been a fantastic little insight into the inner machinations of the organisation.
Yeah, have you enjoyed them?
Oh, very much so.
They've been brilliant. Brilliant.
They've been a bit of fun to do, you know, and I think they're really good when you actually get into the rhythm of doing it, and you forget that Balan's actually standing there with the camera, or I forget that I'm mic'd up with the mic attached to the shirt, and it's even funnier when the people I'm talking to have got no idea as well. but we've left plenty of things out, but I think all the good content there and the stuff that would really interest you to see how it might unfold is there to enjoy, and we're glad to bring people along for the journey.
Well, we'll get on to the Everest and the horse you wanted to run in the Everest and what you've got in the Everest now in a moment, but let's start with the Caulfield Cup and Hartnell. If he can win the Cup tomorrow from out in the car park with 58 kilos, he will go down as one of the all-time greats. Can he win the Cup tomorrow?
Well, look, it's a bit like doing the interviews all week. You ultimately find yourself trying to talk people into the horse winning. Well, you know, that's not really for me to do it. I think that the horse has had a great preparation, and we couldn't have been more pleased with the way he's been applying himself. And with the with one of the final chances for Hartnell to have an attempt to make an attempt at 2400 metres, it's a very, very important race for him to get that opportunity. And look, we're quite enthusiastic about giving him his opportunity to do that.
Thought process around stepping him back out to a staying trip, James? Because we haven't seen him out over or beyond 2,000 metres since he ran in the Melbourne Cup back in 2017.
So the thought process was that you go on feedback from riders and your staff and your jockeys each and every day on the horse, each and every trial and run. And I have just had more and more encouragement from Hugh Bowman and from Brad Brawilla and Craig Williams riding the horse this preparation, and his work riders like Sean's just delighted with him in the mornings, and Reg is over the moon with the way he's held his condition. I've had more and more encouragement not to be lowering our sights with him, and to find races where there's plenty of pressure, and that he's able to get out over more ground now, because he's the sort of horse that you can tailor a preparation towards what sort of feedback he's giving, and that's the line we've taken with him, and this is the race we've ended up in.
What do you do from 13 with him?
Well, look, Hartnell's got, he's got some tactical gate speed. I also note that a number of the international runners do enjoy getting back. That's not to say we're going to drive up there. He sat many lengths off the lead to win an Epsom over a mile 12 months ago with a big weight, and he's settled back in the past. So he's got the versatility for us to consider that in the next little while.
Well, it could be a fairy tale finish, because there's probably not too many more starts left for the old grand campaigner, who has won more than $7 million in prize money at 9 years of age. He's still racing well. He is an absolute marvel. What about the Everest? Elise Trekking. And in those little fly-on-the-wall documentaries, it seemed like you would rather have had Bivouac in the race.
Yeah, well, she's flying. I've just watched Bivouac complete a jump out this morning at Flemington, and look, we're talking about good horses, and it's a good horses race. So we've ended up with Elise in the race, and we're very, very pleased to see her respond beautifully to the campaign we've set out for her. She's freshened up brilliantly since competing well in the Memsey, stormed home, running on strongly from an impossible spot. But that was just the way it worked out on the day, and I think that the run over 7 furlongs has strengthened her up nicely for the high-pressure 6-furlong event tomorrow.
She travels into her races so strongly, and then, you know, we've seen her in Sydney so many times, first and second up, just cruise up to them and let down. Do you think that gives her an advantage in a high-pressure race, that she may be one of the last to come under pressure?
Yeah, I think her turn of foot gives her a big advantage. I think her racing pattern, sooner or later we're going to see an Everest that turns on its head in a high-pressure sprint race, and we'd love to see it for the sakes of both of our runners that it does this time, and that is that the back mark has really come into it. I think that she can definitely make an impression if that's the way that it unfolds. And it'll depend on the pace, and it'll depend on when the sprint goes on. But I think that could be a big advantage so long as we get that scenario.
James, a huge day for the stable. Give us your best in Melbourne and your best in Sydney.
I haven't really thought about it. I tell you what, Hartnell in Melbourne.
Oh.
And Elise in Sydney.
Punters aren't happy with that, because you're normally such a good judge. You always find something for us.
I haven't been beaten with those tips yet.
fair call.
Hey,
good luck tomorrow, James.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
James.
Cheers.
Cummings. I'd love to see Hartnell win, but we're going to look at the Caulfield Cup now. We'll have a chat to David Hayes in a moment as well. But.